justice. Since God is all in all, meaning all source and all manifestation, or another way of saying it, there is nothing but God, that is a logical place to begin in order to embed in thought the true sense of justice. Dr. Francis J. Fluno wrote an earth-shattering article on criticism. He was one of Mary Baker Eddy's earliest students, beginning on the lecture circuit in the mid-1880s. He was one of the very rare ones that was loyal to her from beginning to end, without any variance. In his article on criticism, he makes the very emphatic statement that there is nothing worse that one can have in their thought than criticism, and that it prevents spiritual progress, prevents healing, prevents everything that is good from being experienced. So, obviously, criticism is not a solution to bringing about justice. If there is nothing but God, does one need to be concerned about manhandling a situation in order to play God and attempt to force justice on a situation? Does a human view supersede the one and only, all in all, and the one in which there is nothing but? That one, of course, being God. Mary Baker Eddy defines God throughout her writings from page 2 in The Beginning of Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. She states, God is love. Can we ask Him to be more? God is intelligence. Can we inform the infinite mind of anything He does not already comprehend? Do we expect to change perfection? Shall we plead for more at the open fount, which is pouring forth more than we can accept? The unspoken desire does bring us nearer the source of all existence and blessedness. On page 115, the chapter on science, theology, and medicine, under the section which is science, she defines God as divine principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. On page 331, in the Science of Being, in the section titled The Platform, she says, God is individual, incorporeal. He is divine principle, love, the universal cause, the only creator, and there is no other self-existence. He is all-inclusive and is reflected by all that is real and eternal, and by nothing else. He fills all space, and it is impossible to conceive of such omnipresence and individuality except as infinite spirit or mind. Hence, all is spirit and spiritual. On page 465, it is unique in that it brings in four adjectives. She says, God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. I mentioned that it is unique because the words incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, linked to what she considers the operators, which are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, in that order. Those are what she defines as being the operators, because in Revelation, they are termed to be the city four square, or the city of our God. The incorporeal relates to the Word. Divine relates to the Christ. Supreme to Christianity. And infinite to science. The Word represents the facts about God. So she is telling us right off that the facts about God are all incorporeal. There's no physical body that you can touch. It's not a man. It's not a woman. But it is qualities. Divine relates to the Christ, and the Christ is a symbol for translation, interpretation. Jesus was the highest ideal of the Christ, because when he looked upon an individual that had problems, his thought would automatically translate it to the spiritual reality and not accept a corporeal personality that was putting forth suggestions to try to make one believe that God was not in control. Supreme relates to Christianity, and Christianity is our daily life. How are we living our daily life? Are we utilizing the incorporeal divine that has already been described and enabling that to demonstrate above the material sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter? Are we able to do what Mary Baker Eddy stated in a letter to one of her students titled Vision, wherein she says, can you focus no matter what comes your way? So can we focus on what God is? Can we focus on the Christ consciousness, where we're seeing the reality instead of accepting a suggestion of unreality? Are we able to prove it? That's what demonstration is. That's the real purpose of Christianity. Demonstrating it, proving that God is all in all. And once we're able to prove it, then it is automatic for us to expand into a more infinite view and elevate our thought into the science. Now, these being a preface to the seven synonymous terms of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, means that these are the operators for all of those seven synonymous terms. Also, as one studies, it will dawn upon thought that these seven synonymous terms interact with each other. For example, mind represents intelligence and wisdom and knowing, creativeness, action. Can we really see the spiritual view? Can we really see the real substance? Spirit is defined as substance, defined as flawless, defined as transparent and reflective. Does that do any good without mind? we have to have a spiritual intelligence. On the other hand, we have to have the power of mind and the seeing capacity of mind before we can really see and understand what the substance of spirit is all about. The same with soul. Mary Baker Eddy defined soul as spiritual sense. Now, the reason it is spiritual is because spirit is the only substance. So the only sense there can be that is real is spiritual sense. But the intelligence of mind and the knowing of mind and the wisdom of mind enables us to activate those spiritual senses so that we can apply it to our everyday life. Remember, all action is from mind. And we can go through each one of the seven synonymous terms and indicate how each one of them interact with each of the other ones. The power of truth is because of mind. The spiritual quality of truth is because of the substance of spirit. Being able to sense what is truth is from soul. Knowing that truth is in accordance with a very definite structure without variance is because of the qualities of principle. Everything is always in balance with truth. That's because of principle. How about life? Life is living the qualities of God, so we have to realize that truth is not static, it is alive. It is alive because of the qualities of life. And love means wholeness, completeness. That is the motherly qualities of nurturing. But we need power, and power comes from mind. We need the spiritual sense of love, and that comes from spirit and from soul. Love has to be structured. Mary Baker Eddy states that she makes strong demands on love. That indicates structure, which is principle. And we have to live the love that's from life. And love has to be based on truth. Certainly can't be based on error and mistakes. That's from truth. And we can do the same with love. Love is the lubricant that enables everything to work together. Love is the lubricant that enables the intelligence, wisdom, and knowing of mind to work together with the action of mind to bring about performance. Performance is then measured as power. Think of a car. They talk about a car having so many horsepower. Even an electric motor is rated by power. Since Mary Baker Eddy states that God is infinite, and of course that is stated as well in the Bible, why would one think that they needed to utilize their self-will to bring about justice? God is all power, omnipotent. She's defined God as being omnipotent. And of course, that's supported in many different statements in the Bible. In fact, each one of the seven synonymous terms are confirmed as defining God by those terms in the Bible. It's just that Mary Baker Eddy was the first one that was able to dig them out, connect the dots, and bring it forth in the textbook, where she has defined Christian Science as a system. She said she has reduced Christian Science to a system. I believe that's on page 146. Mathematics is a system. Music is a system. If you don't believe that, listen to some of the things that are considered music, and they're not harmonious at all. They're noise. How about mathematics that has the wrong elements, incorrect calculations that are used in architecture? Imagine a building, a skyscraper building, that had incorrect application of mathematics. I don't believe anyone would want to be going to the top floor of the building, or even the bottom floor. In the glossary, which is chapter 17, Mary Baker Eddy defines good as being God, spirit. If God is good, then God could not be tolerating injustice. We may not be able to see the justice that is in operation, but it is there. It may not be according to the time scale that we would like to see, but it is there. It may not be in the method or the way or the manner that we think is the right thing for the circumstance. But that has nothing to do with anything. We cannot control the details. We can't control anything, except if we really have a strong will, we might be able to control ourselves on a human level. But what good is that? We better be thinking about how to control ourselves from a divine standpoint. Divine is never used, by the way, as a term for man or humanity. Divine is a term that refers only to God. The same with supreme. Supreme does not refer to man, because supreme means that it is above all else. That means that if man were supreme, man would be above God. God is only a three-letter word, but what it represents are the kinds of things that have been discussed in this recording. And that certainly is not man. That's not even Jesus. God does not go through crucifixion or resurrection. Only in an individual viewpoint does God see that. And that is only means that we are elevating our thought to a higher level to get a better view of God itself. And I say itself because God is not a person. God is qualities. God is not tolerant, because God is divine principle. God is truth. Truth doesn't tolerate error. Love does not tolerate hate. Principle does not tolerate chaos. Flawless spirit does not tolerate matter. Divine mind does not tolerate mortal mind. No, tolerance is not a word to describe God. Tolerance is a word, something like forgiveness. When Peter asked Jesus, how many times should we forgive? 7 times? And Jesus said, 70 times 7. And I believe that was really a symbol for always forgive. Because all that means is you are viewing a human level. I believe what Jesus was really saying is, get your thought out of the gutter and look at the divine level. Look at the spiritual level. In other words, there is no right for anyone to condemn. We need to be focusing on God, not on personality. We need to be focusing on the fact that God is divine principle, which means balance. God is love, which means the lubricant that is covering everything with the qualities of wholeness. Love will dissolve hate. Mary Baker Eddy wrote an entire article on love your enemies. And she says, who is thine enemy except what you believe to be? Anything that is outside of perfection is a viewpoint that is less than perfect. If one believes there is an injustice, it doesn't matter what it is about, how big it is, how many people or events it may concern, the solution is not to focus on the lower level of a human view, but to do what Einstein recommends. And he says, you cannot solve a problem thinking about it on the same level as where the problem appeared. He studied science and health. He was very complimentary and amazed that Mary Baker Eddy had put forth in writing some 80 years before the light dawned on him about things that he spent his life researching. And she had already not only discovered it, but had it in writing. It is interesting to contemplate how his life may have been totally revolutionized had he known about Mary Baker Eddy's writings in his early youth or in his early adulthood, when he was busy researching things about mathematics and physics. There are an enormous number of references in Science and Health, the Bible, and other writings of Mary Baker Eddy on the word justice. Nothing indicates that justice should be brought about by human interaction, but they all point to getting self out of the way and letting God bring about the justice that is correct for the situation. And what that means is that God's laws are always in operation. God doesn't have to take any action. The laws are what are operating. That is what is filing down the rough edges on actions by humanity. Does God bring about death? How could he? God does not know anything unlike itself. God knows life, not death. God knows wholeness, not incompleteness. How could God bring about a storm or an earthquake, hurricane, any kind of a catastrophe? Do you think that the insurance companies that exclude certain kinds of catastrophes, which means that they will not pay for damages when you have insurance with them, do you think that they really want to follow the principles of God, the principles of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love? They are an institution that is in business for profit. They include in their contracts every possible loophole that the attorneys can dream up so they don't have to pay a claim. The solution to having justice is not a human action, but divine thought. Thought about the divine. Our experience is based on our thought. What we see is based on our thought. The solution for justice is to change our thought from a material basis to a spiritual basis. Like Mary Baker Eddy says, are we able to focus no matter what comes our way? Focus on the spirit, not matter. On divine mind, not mortal mind. On spiritual sense, not material sense. On principle, not chaos. On life, not death. On truth, not error. On love, not hate. Wentworth Winslow is one of the authors featured on the Mary Baker Eddy Institute website. By the way, the URL of that website is mbeinstitute.org or .com. And he certainly had a good understanding of there being nothing but God. He wrote 4 books, all of them focused on God and God being in the title. One of them is Let God Do It. Another one is God Can Do It. Another one, God Will Do It. And the final one is God Is Doing It. Those are good titles to keep in thought if we're going to consider the topic of justice. Just think about the first one. Let God do it. Let God take care of the justice. God can do it. God will do it. And God is doing it already. We may not see it, but God is doing it. Do we need to check on God to make sure He's taking care of it? Every single time that thought occurs to us, or any other thought of concern about the topic of justice, we need to clear our thought of being personally involved. And the best way to clear our thought is to redirect the thought to the one that is in charge. Focus on God. Review the qualities of God. Think about each of the 7 synonymous terms and the 4 operators. get so engrossed in getting a better understanding of those terms and how it applies to your own individual thought. And that enables one to totally forget about trying to play God. And it lets God be God in our own thought. Yes, God is all in all source, and all manifestation, which means that there is nothing but God. Amen.